FM The Tick.
Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego. Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego.
Community Quick Hits, brought to you by
Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, there is a big Dallas tie to the long-lost Leonardo da Vinci painting that yesterday fetched a world record $450 million. The painting, known as Savior of the World, blew away the previous record holder, which was Picasso's Women of Algiers, which was bought for $179 million not too long ago. The highest price ever paid at auction for a Da Vinci was in 2001 for his Horse and Rider, which went for $11 million. Don't you have the knockoff on that, Horse and Winona Rider?
Yeah, I do. I do.
It's just a...
Didn't go for quite that much, though.
Crude mock-up.
Yeah.
But, yes, Savior of the World, auctioned by Christie. The auction lasted a little less than 20 minutes with four and then just two final bidders battling it out. The bidding was live-streamed. Christie's guaranteed $100 million, and then it got all the way up to $450 million. So this painting was thought to be non-existent not even that long ago. And the origins of it are pretty crazy. I want to say that there was a time that this thing went for damn near nothing not too long ago.
Gosh, not long ago at all. I want to know what the bid was prior to it getting to that, or was it, you know, hovering around 250 and some guy just dropped the atomic bomb and said, you know what, 4.5. I mean, certainly it had to incrementally go up to that number. That's insane
to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
The crazy thing about this, though, is that for 8 months, this thing was here.
At
the
Eatsies?
Dallas Museum of Art. There.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant at Eatsies.
No.
No, at the Dallas Museum of Art.
Adam Romo had it displayed.
Next to the sandwich station?
Right above the sandwich station, he had the Da Vinci painting.
And it was just stashed away in a closet. It was sitting up on an easel back there.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2012, so we're not talking about that long ago, Maxwell Anderson was the guy that was hired to run the Dallas Museum of Art. And he heard about this painting that was up for sale at the time. And the estimated price only 5 years ago was $125 million. Again, it sold for $450 yesterday. And so he thought, boy, what a unique opportunity for Dallas and its signature museum to have this painting. And so the owners of the painting said, you know what? You can have it. You keep it. And if you can get bidders to come check it out and offer something, let us know. And so they, you know, mail it in bubble wrap and whatever else and ship it to the DMA. And so, yeah, they put it in a storage closet. And he contacted what he said were the billionaires of billionaires across the state. And he would bring them in one by one, and he would say, look, here we have this painting. They want $125 million for it. And we want it here. Can you guys help us out?
He brought in Dee Dee Rose, who I believe was the wife of Rusty Rose.
Now married to Derek Rose.
No, that's not so.
Good Lord.
That is not so. John Eagle, the noted car dealer.
Of the Eagles.
Was in on this. No, not of the Eagles.
So they helped facilitate today. They helped facilitate these billionaires to come do it. These were board members of the DMA.
Yes.
That they got to find all these people to come do it. And so what he proposed was something pretty unique as far as to the sellers, a multi-year payment plan.
Yeah,
which they say was not unlike a, not unlike a mortgage, where the DMA would give the sellers a cash down payment and pay the remainder over 10 to 15 years. And they said that there were three owners of this painting at the time, and two of them agreed to it. The third one said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, he wanted all the cash.
And he wanted it now. Mm. And so eventually after 8 months, they were like, hey, man, we tried. And they shipped the painting back to wherever it was, and it left. But, yeah, it was sitting here unbeknownst to anyone, really.
Yeah. I mean, I never heard of them showing it or anything.
No. No, I... No, well, why would you? Were they going to call the ticket?
The ticket.
The ticket. I got to think that they're...
They're going to get Eli Jordan to pitch in $50 or something? No knock on Eli.
I would start there.
Sounds like a knock on Eli.
It's not.
Hmm. But surely, you know, patrons of the arts were notified that this thing was there, and they said, look, if you want to come down here and look at it sometime, it's in this storage closet, but just show up and we'll let you.
Right.
I'm sure there are people around here that got a look at the thing.
So this thing was first commissioned by Louis XII of France. It's only 26 inches tall, 18 inches wide. Which, dude, that's... It seems really small.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm buying something like that, I want it to fit, like... I want it to take up my wall.
Yeah, I want it to be bigger than my Texas International Pop Festival poster.
Right. So listen to this, Mike. In 1958, you were 8 years old. It was sold at auction... for $59.
Isn't this crazy?
That's
$59, and that's not that long ago.
No.
Well, they didn't know what they had because it had been painted over, right?
Well, yeah, they said it was in such poor condition that they thought it was a fake.
Right.
Or a copy, I guess. And so then a group of art dealers bought it. God, can you imagine how much money they have now? In 2005, it was bought for $10,000.
Wow.
And 12 years later, it's $450
million? $450 million is more than the American Airlines Center cost.
So they said it was painstakingly put back together, refurbished.
Restored.
Restored, yes. And again, I don't get it, but a Russian businessman ended up buying the painting 4 years ago from whoever was offering it up to the DMA for $127 million. And now this.
And now this.
It's really cool looking. It's very, for its time, it's very futuristic because it's Jesus holding like an orb of some sort.
It's a crystal ball, which
yes,
I found to be incredibly unusual.
Yeah.
All right. Is this really Jesus or just a fortune teller?
I don't
know. That'd be really funny.
I always thought Jesus had a beard. This does not have a beard.
Well, I mean, he might have shaved.
White Jesus does.
It may not. This may have been painted not in Movember.
That's true. Movember was huge back in Christ times.
I don't know. I'm skeptical.
What are you skeptical
of? He kind of looks like Yanni. He kind of looks like Yanni. And what is he wearing?
A suit?
He's wearing fortune teller gear.
He kind of looks like the fat guy from Superbad that's not fat anymore.
Seth Rogen?
I don't know.
And he kind of has the hair of Robert Plant. Circa Zeppelin days.
A lot of people referred to this as male Mona Lisa. Because it has a lot of similar characteristics.
Yes, that's right. They did.
All right. What do you do with this when you have it at your house? You just have it over the fireplace?
Put it next to the dartboard.
You put it up on the wall.
Real close to the dartboard. Or do you put it on your fridge with, like, your kids' third grade homework and stuff?
Maybe.
Do that. Hey, it's yours. You can do anything you want.
Put it next to some origami that your sixth grader did?
Yeah.
$450 million for a a 2-foot painting? Mike, do you understand how small that is?
Yes, I do.
2 foot by 1.5 feet?
Jesus. Or so they say.
As it were.
Yeah, and I wish that there was some relative that had all the notes that Leonardo DiCaprio da Vinci had that somewhere said that this wasn't Jesus, it was Stevus or something like that. His friend Stevus, who lived down the road.
Steve. Looks like he's translating for the deaf.
Stevus.
Yes.
Man, what a bizarre story.
I know.
Tell it again.
Man, I don't get art. I'm sorry.
I don't
understand it. I don't get why this is this.
But leave it to the great Michael Granberry of the Dallas Morning News to chronicle this thing today. Whenever something like this comes up, he has an amazing way of inserting himself right in the middle of it.
Okay, so this Da Vinci fella and Picasso and the like, Picasso is a relatively new artist when it comes to the giants of the craft. I mean, Picasso's not, you know, hadn't been dead for 1,000 years. Picasso was around, when did he die?
A couple weeks ago, didn't he?
No.
10 years ago. Died in last century, didn't he?
Died in 1973.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
July.
Picasso is a new artist by these standards, but why is his stuff... I don't understand who gauges this. And like, is there an artist right now that in 50 years whose stuff will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like currently? And do we know him? Not do we know him, but is he known in these circles like, oh, just wait till you have an Eli Jordan.
Do you have an Eli
Stop
Jordan?
Stop throwing him under the bus.
God. I'm not. I'm referring to him as one of the great artists of all time. Oh, do you have a Jordan?
What was the guy that used to draw the cartoons for Mad Magazine? Don Morgan or something like that.
Oh, God. Jackson Pollock had a painting sell for around $140 million. And he died in
That's right, he did.
He died in the 50s, I believe.
Okay.
Broke.
Well, but Picasso is, I mean, that's... Is the family of Picasso gaudy rich, or did he sell all his stuff and then it became, after he died, it became even bigger and bigger and bigger, and his kids are sitting there like, thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah, I think death.
The artist's way is to die penniless.
Death helps.
Or do they have old drawings of him, you know, that aren't complete, that they're like, look, we have this. Look, he drew a green,
yeah,
he drew a green bean.
The record.
No, it's a Picasso.
The Picasso record is $179.4 million.
Yeah, that was the one that we mentioned. What was that one, though?
La Femme d'Alger. I don't know. My French is terrible.
Something
this is more than that?
The Horses of Algiers or something like that.
Or the Women.
Horse, Women, what's
about,
the difference?
What is all this about horses?
I don't know, man.
The only horse art I've ever seen was on an MPEG.
Well, there you go.
Or not.
There you go. There is the incredible story.
I like it.
Thanks.
Of how Eatsies used to own that painting, but now no more.
What else?
Man, what a bizarre story.
Yep.
All right, up next, the college football blowhard.
The Ticket talks to number one Fox NFL analyst Troy Aikman every Thursday.